there. There was a really surprising release yesterday. I know there's been negotiations on this issue, and I'm really happy for women in women's sports that this outcome has finally been reached. It's in swimming. You know that I was a swimmer. I know very well, you know, the physical capabilities of males versus females when it comes to swimming and so forth, and felt very strongly about this. In fact, I actually, in conversations with political leaders many years ago, when this issue of transgender and gender identity issues coming up and men swimming in female categories, that this was it might appear in swimming first. And it may be the big issue in swimming first for a whole host of reasons. But it turns out, for the most part, between swimming and some track and field events, that's where it was. That's where it appeared first. And it got pretty dominant fast here. And it was always kind of curious to me why there was this hesitancy to step in by universities and others when you had a male who was swimming on the male college team the previous year, decided that that individual was going to identify with a different gender and go swim against women in the following year, and that they would allow this, that they thought that this was progress and good for female swimming. There was no way that they could compete. It was impossible. I mean, all you had to do was look at the first medal stand as you saw Will Thomas standing there, you know, head and shoulders above every other female swimmer. So what has happened is that the University of Penn, as a result of a civil rights lawsuit that was filed against them by the Trump administration under Title IX, has agreed to strip all records held by Will Leah Thomas in swimming. The University of Penn will restore to female athletes all individual UPenn Division I swimming records, titles, or similar recognitions which were misappropriated by male athletes allowed to compete in female categories. University of Penn will also comply with Title IX. Go figure. You're supposed to be doing that all along. Meaning absolutely no males in all female sports. Complying with the law means the school will adopt, go figure, biology-based definitions for the words fail, male and female, pursuant to Title IX. So as it relates to UPenn, this notion of gender fluidity and gender identity, yesterday you're a male, today you're a female, is out. And they hope to set the record straight. They promise that they will send letters of apology to the disadvantaged female athletes, a number of whom were interviewed on mainstream media last evening, none of whom have received that. Still not completely, totally happy with the outcome, because in the release, they make reference to they were following the rules that applied at that present time, which is not true. The Title IX protections had never changed. The Biden administration tried to wordsmith around all of this, you know, but wasn't ever a threat to democracy. You know, we were just going to redefine the sexes, and that, no big deal. And we'd step all over the rights of females. No big deal. You know, that had been done before, so why not go back and do it again? You know, and it was all no big deal. I applaud the administration for taking this forward. I applaud Riley Gaines. I applaud a whole host of women that went to battle on this particular issue for the rights of females competing in collegiate sports. We now need to make sure that this carries through in the high schools throughout this country, in the grammar schools throughout this country, where you must be a biological female to compete in female athletic events, plain and simple. And that we don't get to change the rules. We don't get to sell these poppycock notions of what people that identify as a female can now menstruate and now can have babies, now can breastfeed, and now can do all of these other things, and just completely and totally confusing young kids, young adults. And the byproduct of this is that they would be allowed to compete against females, having gone through puberty as a male, having the physical construct and structure as a male, the muscle development as a male, which we all know the science says is far superior to that as a female as it relates to strength, most importantly, size, right? Which leads into a lot of other things, and gives them an advantage. It's amazing how we can stare the obvious in the face on so many different issues and walk right around it, not even thinking about the tragedy that you're creating for the female athletes. And I've said this on this show many, many times, and I cannot square this up with folks. And I've not heard a legitimate answer yet about how do you look a collegiate athlete in the face who has been training and conditioning since they were 5 years old, competing against females only their entire life, and there's a flip of a switch based on the whim of another athlete that decides, I'm no longer have a desire to compete as a male, because last year I competed on the collegiate male team. I now want to compete on the collegiate female team, and that we allow that to happen. We allow that to trample all over the rights of the female athletes, and there's no empathy, sympathy, nothing for the female athlete who the rules have now changed, and for the most part, they can't compete at the highest levels and achieve the success that they had hoped to achieve, that they've had their eye on that their entire childhood life, and we took it away on one day. Absolutely amazing that all of a sudden, because of this notion of gender fluidity, without ever really going through any type of an attempt to physiologically or biologically manipulate your gender, we could just say the next day, I identify as a female, and I'm now going to compete against females. How did we ever get to a point in this country that we thought that that individual's rights to act on a whim would be more important and greater than the rights of female athletes? It's absolutely mind-boggling to me that we, you know, because government tends to move pretty slow. This went through this country at a meteoric speed. And there's still a lot, there's still a ways to go. And thankfully, there were some brave women that stood up for the rights of women who are going to be able to compete appropriately within their gender, their biological gender, which is how it's always been, and it's how it always should be. If they want to create another category, a trans category for athletic events, do it. I don't know of anybody that's really opposed to that. Create it. You can't legitimately say that you're not different than the others, because you are. But we have those that don't even want to make that admission. They don't want to talk about the advantages biologically or physiologically that they've been able to take advantage of, which means they're dishonest. And because we have some folks that are in our face and want us to make it feel guilty about this, you know, and try to make you seem like you are just a horrible individual for pointing these things out, people tend to go undercover. They don't want to be dealt. They don't want to deal with the fallout of this. They don't like the friction. They don't like, you know, the way that the course of the discussion. I mean, I'm not going to be intimidated by these people. The vast majority of these people are thinking emotionally. It may be something in their own life that's going on. It may be a happenstance with their own life that's going on. But that doesn't give you the right to trample on everybody else's rights. It's amazing when you think, going back to the early 1900s, that women were fighting for so many rights at that point in time, and that in a very relatively short period of time, this thing has come 360, and we now allow males to call themselves females and go compete against females. Would be a complete total annihilation and bastardization of the female gender, especially as it relates to sports. And we sat idly by, and a lot of people didn't say much, and were willing to let this happen. We should not have fear to step up and point out the obvious and point out what's right. Plain and simple. And I'll say it again. You want your own category? Go develop it. All for it. But don't go trampling on the rights of everybody else because you believe your gender to be something else, and you're captured in the wrong body. But you being captured in the wrong body has given you physical traits far superior to those that you want to compete against, and that's just not fair. I mean, it's almost embarrassing, you know, when Will Leah Thomas stood up on the podium. I don't even know how you do that in good faith. I mean, this looked like Charles Atlas next to Minnie Mouse. It was crazy that we would think that this would even be a fair race. It was absolutely nuts. And for people to sit there and say, no, I think that this is fair, right? Average height of men is far greater than the average height of women, right? Average strength of men is far greater than the average strength of women, right? Lung capacity. I mean, the list just goes on and on and on and on. I mean, it's just, there's nothing that is to the benefit of women over men as it relates in the competition arena. Nothing. And we would think that that would be fair. So what sits out there still unresolved is like Will Leah Thomas, you know, had set records while swimming at Harvard, while swimming at other Ivy League dual meets, and whether or not those schools are going to step up and do the right thing. Harvard, probably not. They have a tendency of not being able to do the right thing. They have opened a whole can of worms for them on so many different fronts. It's absolutely ridiculous. I don't see that happening. UPenn, thankfully somebody's stepping up. Maybe others will do the same thing. And maybe we can put this issue to rest. It'd be nice to put this issue to rest in 2025, right? I'd like to see it happen, wouldn't you? We'll be right back.